Hi, this is Edward from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, the survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. In this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Aldred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates, if they are better?
No, all Democrats.
All Democrats. Okay. Which of the following seven reasons is the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democrat candidates? First,
to beat Trump.
There's also a different option. It says to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. Would that be your option?
Yep.
Okay. And which is the next biggest motivator? We have following options: to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deporting them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. Second option, to address gun violence and mass shooting with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault.
Okay. Second option.
Perfect. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? First option, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Second, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Third, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. Fourth, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. And last one, finds any family or friends up to $10,000 for assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion.
All of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But in your opinion, which will be the worst out of those five?
The first one.
Okay. I know, it was a tough one. The last questions that I'll be asking to you are only for physical purposes. Hope you don't mind me asking. Do you consider yourself to be a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female. Okay. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 in a book?
Second one.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latina ancestry?
White.
Okay. And last question. Well, two more. Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, congratulations. Finally, I want you to please tell me yes or no if you regularly use each of the followings to get your news or entertainment. TV streaming as Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount? Paramount.
No, I don't use any of those.
Okay. What about TV channels as MSNBC or CNN?
CNN.
Twitter, also known as X, TikTok, or Instagram?
Twitter.
TV channels like Fox News, or OAN, or ON?
None of those.
Okay. YouTube TV? Or YouTube TV?
Huh?
YouTube TV?
No.
And the last, Facebook, now also known as Meta.
Not really.
Okay, perfect. This concludes our survey. I really want to thank you for your participation and time. It's Friday night, so I really hope you enjoy the weekend. Thanks for your time.
Right, thank you.
For your answers.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Take care.